The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married b'sha'at tova u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen.
Begin today's Mishnah on Tzadik Gimel Amud Bet. So it says, Sholeach Adam Yarech Le'Oved Kochavim Shegid Anashe Betocha Bepeneh Shemekomo Nikar. You're allowed to send the thigh of the animal to a goy, even though the Gid Anashe is still inside of it, and you're not worried that the goy in turn is going to sell the thigh to a Jew, and then the Jew's going to eat it without taking the Gid Anashe out. Why? Because the place of the Gid is noticeable, and therefore the guy's going to realize it. When you see a full Yerech, you can see the place of the Gid Anashe. So we're not worried that you should sell it to a goy, and he might resell it to a Jew, and the Jew's going to eat it without making nikud. It's noticeable. You can see the thigh, and the Gidin Hashem is noticeable. So the Gemara says, Shelema'im. That's only saying that you can sell it to a goy, you can sell it to a goy, without taking the Gidin Hashem. That's only when it's full, when it's a full piece of meat, uncut. Because the Gid Anashe is noticeable. And if the guy that buys up the goy will know exactly. However, Hatucha lo. But you can't send the goy cut up meat that you didn't take the Gid Anashe. Because it's not noticeable. And if he's going to sell it as kosher meat to a Jew, and the Jew is not going to notice that the Gid Anashe is still inside, so it's a problem. It has the stamps on it. It's got all the נשי שולח אדם ירח לעובד כוכבים ואין חושב שם יחזוב יקרן ישראל ויוכלנה בגידה תקמת השלמה היא מקומו של גיד הנשי היה ניכר אם נחתת אמן והלוקח מבין שלא ניתן ונותר בגמר הפריך איך היא זבני ישראל בשר בעובדי כוכבים גמר is going to ask that question. How can a Jew buy meat from a goy? And she tells us that in the Mishnah, so stay tuned. So the Gemara says, "B'mai askina." What's the case that we're talking about? Ilema b'makom she'en machrizim. If we're talking about in the case where the butchers don't make an announcement, which means some places, whenever they had a terefa animal, let's say, so they would sell the terefa to the goy. Now, in this case over here, whenever the goyim, they would only buy terefot from the Jews. We would sell all our terefot to the goyim. So in that case, you were never allowed to buy from a goy. Because even though all the butchers, yeah, the goy is not the butcher. The goy is the sorry, the goy is not the slaughterer. The goy is the butcher shop. So in this town over here, all the butcher, all the slaughterers are Jewish, and the butcher shop is a goy. So in this case over here, if the custom is to give all the terefot to the goy, even though all the slaughterers in the town are Jewish, you cannot buy. Why? Because maybe it was a terefa, and they sold it to the butcher shop, and the Jews are going to come and not going to realize it. So in that case, in a place where they're in machrizin, where they don't make an announcement that it was a terefa, and they just sell it straight to the goyim, you cannot buy from those butcher shops. Why? Hatucha nameh lishadarle, which means you can even send the goy cut up meat, because no one's buying it anyway. Because nobody's going to buy it over because it's asur. Ela b'makom shemachrizim. Oh, must be we're talking about in a case where they make an announcement. What's the announcement they make? That they make an announcement, Rabotai, today there was a terefa, we have a terefa. Now, on the day that they didn't make an announcement, so these slaves will have to go to the goy butcher shop. Because there was no announcement, they didn't say anything before today. Therefore, must be all this food that's in the taref place, in the goy's place, is kasher, and because we know all the slaughterers in the town are Jewish, so whatever the goy is selling has to be kosher meat, and they would have made an announcement if there's any problems. So if that's the case, shleiman nami lo lishadidle. Which means, if that's the case, he shouldn't be able to sell him whole meat. Whole legs, why? Because the goy is going to cut it up and sell it. If you're allowed to go to the goy butcher shop, so then you shouldn't be allowed to even sell him full. Because what happens, since everybody's buying, he's going to cut it up, and you're going to buy this cut up meat, and you're not going to get any shares in it. So what's the case that the Gemara says you can't sell a goy meat, because the Jew might buy it with the gid and hashe in it? So Gemara says few answers. He ba'et ema b'makom she'machrizim, v'hi ba'et ema b'makom she'en machrizim. I can give two answers. Either it's in a place where they make the announcement, or where they don't make the announcement. He ba'et ema b'makom she'machrizim, where they make an announcement. Rabotai, there's terefa in the market today, so that day you know not to go to the goy. But on the days that they don't make the announcement, you know you can buy to the goy. Hetucha dovet kukavi medaya diya. Everybody knows the style that the goy cuts meat. The goyim had a special way of slicing the meat. So if it was cut up by the goy, you'll know it. Therefore, you could sell the goy the meat. I'm not worried about terefot, because they make a nice one on the terefot. What am I worried about? I'm worried about that I'm not going to notice that there's a gidan asher. Well, if it's whole, you'll see the gidan asher. Yeah, but I'm worried that what? That if I'm allowed to buy from the goy, he might sell me meat that was cut up. And I'm going to buy it. Now, you'll know if the goy cut it up, because he cuts it in a distinct way. So if I'm not worried about buying the cut up meat, it seems the way we cut it in a way where it's easy to pull out the gidan asher. The goyim, when they cut the meat, they cut it in a way where they don't care, because there's a different style cutting over there. So therefore, lefichach, im yachtechen avit kavim atzov im kerenu yisrael nikar yeshi yachtuka v'lo yisbo. Okay, fine, no problem. V'ibayitema, I give another answer. B'mkom she'en machrizim. Oh, but in the case of en machrizim, where they don't make an announcement, so anyway, we're not going to buy from the goyim anyway. So the chavra, you should be able to sell the goy cut meat also. What's the difference? We're not going to buy there. So it says, gezera shema yitenen alo b'fnei yisrael acher. So still you cannot send them a piece of meat. Why? A gezerah shema, that the Yisrael is going to give it to the goy b'fnei Yisrael acher. Which means he's going to give the meat to the goy in front of another Jew. And what's the problem with that? Ve'oto Yisrael haro'esh Yisrael hu shenotno lovet chukavim. The Jew sees a Jew's giving it to the goy. Yaniyah she'en ha'terefa. He's going to say, must be he's giving it, it's not a terefa. And what's going to happen? He's going to take it. And therefore, since it's cut up, like the Israel, the Jewish people cut up, he's going to think that the gid was taken out. He's going to eat it with the gid. He's the Jew, cut up the meat. So we're saying, in that case over there, you cannot sell it to the goy. Why can't we sell it to the goy? We don't buy from the goyim anyway. Gezerah, that maybe you're going to sell it to the goy, there's going to be a Jew there. And the Jew's going to see you giving it to the goy, and he's going to see it's cut up like we cut it up. And he's going to think, must be his kosher, he's giving it to them. And it's in a place over there, she'en machrizim, they don't announce. So he's going to think that this piece of meat is okay. So if for that gezerah, they came along and said you cannot buy meat from the goy. You can't sell them pieces. You can only sell them whole meat. Whole meat, you'll never have a problem. Because
right.
Whole meat, you know that it's okay, so the place with the machrizim, so you know it's not a terefah, and you know about the gidan asher. He might cut it up the goy. It's not a problem because you know the cut.
My third answer. Mishum deka ganiv le date. Wow. The Amar Shemuel, asur lignov date beriyot vafilu dato shel oved kochavim. You're not allowed to mislead or steal the date. You're not allowed to misrepresent even when it comes to goyim. Now, what's the problem over here? The goy is going to think that the Jew likes him. That look, he's got the gidan asher. He's giving him a gidan. He's giving him a piece of animal. And what? The goy is going to think, wow, what a tzaddik. He saved me the burden of taking out the gidan asher. And what's going to happen? He's going to feel indebted to the Jew for no reason. So what happened over here? According to this answer over here, the Mishnah is talking about in machrizim. It's the case we're talking about where we don't make announcements. So you don't have to go to the goy anyway. So I'm not worried about buying from the goy. All the goyim stuff is off limits because they don't make an announcement. And therefore I got to assume it's all to their fault. So then why can't I sell cut meat to the goy? Because if I sell cut meat to the goy, If I sell a whole meat to the goy, he sees the gidin hashir. No problem. I'm not stealing his wisdom. But what? Well, I'm not misleading him. But if I sell him cut meat, I'm not worried about the Jew buying. The Jew's not going to buy because we don't go buy from the goy. But what am I worried? The goy's going to say, wow, what a sadiq. He took out the gidin hashir for me. He did me. He saved me all this toil over here. He took out the veins. And meanwhile, he didn't. But the goy's going to think that he did. And therefore, it's going to be genevat da'at. As she says, mishum de genev da'atos de'ovet kochavim kasamut. She says, ze ohavo me'od. He thinks he likes him. She teknav et arach ba'ad itot gida ad she de'it la'atzmo. He's saying, he's giving him meat that's ra'oi for him to eat. Ve'al kach natna lo. Ve'u lo natlo ve'nam sam ma'azil. And he didn't take it out. That means, you're worried that the goy might think that the Jew did something that he didn't do. So by selling him cut meat, the goy thinks he took out the gidin and says, wow, look at that. He's only selling me meat that he eats. He feels chashuv, he must like me, like that. And therefore he's going to owe him a favor. Meanwhile, the Jew never did that. So therefore, don't sell cut meat to the goy, because the goy might think it was the gidin was taken out. It's going to have a da'at. Amazing, amazing reason. If you sell it to him whole, it's not a problem, because he knows the gidin's not taken out. But when it's cut, he thinks the geed was taken out when it wasn't, and if you think he did it special because it's his friend, and the good Jew never did it, and he's going to owe him, oh, scale him as well. Jew said, oh, no problem, enjoy it. Meanwhile, he's misrepresenting. That means genevat da'at asur by goyim as well. The Gemara says, v'had de Shmuel lav befirush itmar. Now, there's a famous Gemara. Shmuel said, you're not allowed to steal from the goyim. Not only steal money from the goyim, you're not allowed to misrepresent even from the goyim. It's called genevat da'at. How do we know that? Ela mechlala itmar, it's from an implication. The Shmuel avaka avar b'mabra. Shmuel was on the boat, and he was on a boat. Amar le l'shamei. So he told his servant, paiseh l'mabure. Give the fee or the toll to the operator that I guess brings them across the river, the ferry. Paiseh ve'ikpad. So the shamash gave him money, and Shmuel got angry. Why did he get angry? Ma'itama ikpad. Why did Shmuel get angry? Amar abaye tanegole terefa havai. The shamash gave him, instead of giving him money, the ferry operator. There was a goy. So Shmuel said, pay the ferry operator money. So whatever, pay him his fee. So how did he pay him? Shmuel had a chicken. The chicken became a terefa. So the Shamo said, you know what? We can't do anything anyway. He gave it to the ferry operator. There's your payment. Now, the goy thought it was slaughtered. He sold it to him. He didn't know it was a terefa. He thought it's kosher. And therefore the goy is thinking, what? Wow, man, give me a good piece of meat. Give me kosher meat. And therefore you're stealing his da'at. And so that's the story of Shmuel. He gave him a terefa, but the goy thought it was a shehuta. So therefore he's thinking, wow, they're going to pay. Gave me a nice piece of meat. Well, we're getting rid of our garbage. They're giving it to him. So therefore I was getting my da'at. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, it was a different story. An paka amar le l'ashkuyeh. Shmuel told the Shamosh to go give the ferry operator Ampaka. That's a vessel that they drink pure wine from. That they don't, undiluted wine. Bashkiya hamra meziga. And instead of giving him undiluted wine, he gave him wine that was diluted. But what? Since he saw the cup, this cup they only drink undiluted in. So he thought he's drinking undiluted. Meanwhile, it was diluted. He tricked him. So Shmuel got angry. You would say it's a goy. They can't trick the goy. The goy thinks it's this, and it's genevat da'at. So the Gemara says, "V'chi mechlala mai." The Gemara said, Shmuel didn't say it explicitly. It's from a story. It's from an implication. So the Gemara said, what's the difference? What's the difference if he said it explicitly or it's from an implication? Bottom line, that's what he holds. Whether it's from a story or he said it explicitly, what's the difference? According to the version of the story, the first version, that he gave him a terefa. So maybe that's not why he got angry. That's what he was saying. Why did you leave the terefah in our possession for this long? That's why I got angry at him. Not that he gave it to the goy. He's saying, hey, you could have eaten it. We could have made a mistake. That's why I got angry at him.
Ulman de amar apaka amar le lashkuyer.
According to the second verse, they told him, give him the drink in this cup over here.
Anpaka chaya mashma. Then already, that's already geneva dat. Because this cup over here is a special cup that they only drink
pure wine
and not diluted. And Shmuel could be Shmuel was angry not because of Genevadah. He was angry, she didn't listen to him.
I told you to give him in this Ampaka, and usually in the Ampaka you only give undiluted wine. You didn't listen to me. You gave him diluted wine. I'm not worried about what the goy thinks. So therefore, since Shmuel didn't say it explicitly, if it's only based on this story, you can refute the story. Which is, we're trying to understand Shmuel's opinion. We know his story. We know that something happened and Shmuel got mad. We're assuming he got mad because of Geneva Dat. I can tell you no. Maybe he got mad because, what are you keeping a terefah bird in your possession? Maybe he got mad because, hey, you don't follow orders. I told you to give him an ampaka, which implies undiluted wine, and you gave him diluted wine. I don't care what he's thinking. So therefore, since Shmuel didn't say it beferush, it's only from an implication, it's not such a strong proof. The story really is not conclusive. That's why the Gemara says, Shmuel's statement is only derived from a story, and because of that, it's not concrete. Another example of Genevat Da'at. Tanya, Haya Rabbi Meir Omer, Al Yisarhev Adam Lachavero Lis'od Etzlo V'yodeh Bo She'enu Sored. You go to your friend, who you know is going away. So you tell him, please, I insist you come over to eat dinner Shabbat. You know he's not coming. So now, you knew that. So you're it's Genevat Da'at. Because now, the guy doesn't know that you knew. So the guy says, wow, what a tzaddik, he invited me over. Now he feels indebted to you. Meanwhile, you knew from the beginning he's not coming, and now you know he's going to feel indebted. So that's Geneva Da'at.
Ve'lo yerbelo betekrobet ve'yodeh bo'o she'eno mekabel. Don't offer him gifts when you know he's not going to receive them. Because then again, it's Geneva Da'at. You know he's not taking the gifts. So he said, no, I insist. You have to take it. No. But now he feels obligated to you. And you knew from the beginning he wasn't taking it. So therefore, why are you offering the gifts knowing he's not going to take it, just so you can... Similarly, ולא יפתח לו חביות המכורות לחנווני. Which means, don't open up for him barrels of wine that are already sold. You sold the barrels of wine to the shopkeeper. And what's the problem over here? A guest or something, something. So you can open up a special barrel that already...
A new bottle of wine.
A new bottle of wine. You sold it to the guy. So what's the game about that? He says, "V'savur chaveru shebal by nefsad b'shvilu efsed gadol." Wow, look, he's opening up a new barrel. Ah, u'mazik lo tuba b'chinam, which means like this: he sold the barrel already. So he's saying, "Wow, look, he's opening the whole barrel. He's spending the whole barrel on me." Meanwhile, it's sold the barrel. He's giving him one cup, and he's going to give the rest of the barrel to the chinvani. So he's thinking, the guy's a wise guy. Says, "Oh, you're here. Oh, we're going to open up a new barrel of wine today, special for the guests." So the guy says, "Wow, look at this: 300 gallons in the barrel." Whatever, 20 gallons in the alley. He's opening it for me. Meanwhile, he sold it already. So he's good. He's happy to open it. That's Geneva Da'at. Unless you said, listen, it's sold already to the Hanvani, so let's open that barrel. Then it's okay. So he's telling him, I'm not losing out by opening up. If you're straightforward, it's okay.
Ve'lo yomar lo such shemen mipach rekan.
Don't tell him. Take some oil from an empty jug, which means you know the guy's not taking your oil, so you have an empty jug of oil. Say, please, I insist, take some oil, it's empty. Now if he calls your bluff and takes the oil, he's going to say, hey, what are you doing? But you know he's not taking from you, so it's going to be a dot again, because you're giving him an empty jug, there's no oil in there, you're just doing it to make yourself.
Ve'im b'shvil kevodo mutar.
Oh, what does that mean? If you're doing it for the kavod of the guest, which means there's people and you want to show everybody that this guy's a hashuv guy, let's see. You want to show other people that he's an important person, mutar. Which means I'm trying to help you. Other people don't know who you are. So I'm going out of my way. Please, let me open up a new barrel of wine for you. Let me give you the oil. What am I doing? So the other people say, oh, this guy must be a hashuv guy. So I'm stealing your da'at to benefit you. So the other people will give you, okay, when we're alone, it's me and you, I can't do that. But
But if it's to benefit the guy via doing these things so other people will put him in a high esteem, then it's okay. Okay, one more line. Ini, we have a contradiction. Ula ekla lebe Rav Yehuda. Ula was invited to Rav Yehuda. Patach lo habiyot ha-mechorot ha-hanvani. Oh, and he opened the barrels that were sold already. I thought we just said you can't do that. Okay, but I says, that's the answer. Udu'eh, udu'eh. He told him. He said, listen, they sold it. I'm not losing anything. Ribaitema shani ula. Ula is different. The Habib le Rav Yehuda. He loved him so much he would have opened the beef if it wasn't sold. So he's not giving out that. This is what happened to be sold. But if it wasn't, he would have opened it up anyway. No, can he didn't sell the whole barrel.
A lot.
He sold them a certain amount. Once you open the barrel already, it's going to spoil. Okay, we'll stop.